leave.
There you go.
So we'll come back in a few minutes.
Okay.
There's a call.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
We're back.
Oh, okay.
We are back.
We just had our legal ID, didn't we?
I expected a song.
We had the legal ID.
I never knew a song could be that short.
And no words on it, too.
Well, you play it real fast, and you can play more music that way.
Yeah. We just heard the minute waltz in 11 seconds.
Man. Oh, yeah.
That was our legal ID, right?
Yes, it was.
Yes, everybody
and I was going to go to a break, but that just popped up, so we got that over with.
Yeah.
So it's done. So go ahead, Al. Continue.
You know, I've got some things here I can read to you, and I may need a little minute or two to develop this, but I want you to see something. It says here in John, in the third epistle of John, he says this, and a lot of you know this. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth." Now, the thing about this is, he says, "I would that thou wouldest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." What we have to have in our lives is a prospered soul. And let me explain with that. You know, it's really getting back to when someone says to me, "Well, I'm going to win the lottery and give half the money to God." That's not a prospered soul. You know, they talk about the curse of the lottery, people who play the lottery, and after they win all this money, their lives are worse. Their lives are worse because they don't have a prospered soul. They've got this mentality of just get, and spend, and try to spend your way to happiness. Doesn't work. Trust me, I've been there. Let me explain a prospered soul. If your soul was prospered to, say, $100,000 a year, I could give you $100,000. And you'd pay your light bill, you'd pay your car bill, you'd pay all your bills, and you'd operate responsibly. But if I gave you $1 million and $100,000.
We've got 2 minutes left in that matching funds challenge.
If you had $1 million and $100,000, you would blow the million. If I gave you $1 million, you'd blow the million because your soul isn't prospered to that dollar value. And then you'd take the $100,000 and you'd pay your bills and you'd do all these things. Well, you need to have a prospered soul if you want to operate in financial prosperity, financial freedom. You know, we haven't operated under a budget. I don't know if my wife ever operated under a budget.
Oh.
But we don't operate under a budget at all. It doesn't mean anything. So you want to get to this prospered soul.
Let me give the number. Call 888-221-8990 for matching funds of $335 left.
Right.
Is that correct?
That's right.
We just had a caller, Karen. What did we get?
Oh,
you got it right there in your hand, dear.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that's what you're referring to. Yeah. Yes, we received a pledge of $100 from Valerie and Tyrone.
So that $100 becomes $200.
That's absolutely correct.
And we have $235 to go and
remaining.
We have about a minute, is that right, Karen?
About a minute and a half.
I'm looking at
like
1 minute and 33 seconds. And we've also just received another $100.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you.
So we have now $135 to go.
Yeah, make your investment.
Yeah.
$135. You know,
if you want a prospered soul,
1 minute
I'm going to tell you how to get there.
One minute left.
Begin with your giving, and you start there with small giving, giving into this radio station to be a blessing to them and a blessing to the Lord. And as you give and you grow in that, your soul begins to prosper. What that means is you can, your
57 seconds left. 888-221-8990. We need $135.
Call us now.
Somebody help. Help us out.
Waiting for those phones to ring.
Yeah.
Well, someone who needs a prospered soul, you need to get that money in here right away. And as you give, your what that really means, a prospered soul, is in your worldly thinking, in the way you live and think, you begin to operate at different financial levels. And I want that for somebody out there. And it starts with your giving. It begins to break off that jealousy, that covetousness that's in us so much. The giving breaks that off of you.
You're going to have to take
$5.
Take the words
15 seconds. 130.
Yeah.
There we go.
Thank you, Jesus.
We'll count that call as coming in.
We do have faithful listeners here. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll count that pledge, whatever amount it is.
Yeah, come in.
Karen, I've just received word that there is a 10-minute NASA hold.
There is?
There are 10 minutes.
That's great.
So we have a 10-minute NASA hold to see what's going on. And, you know, it's wonderful giving and talking about prospered souls and money, but one of the great things about WCNO is some of our listeners, they just don't have the funds to be able to make pledges and to participate that way. But there are many ways to participate in the WCNO family by calling up and making a prayer request during our prayer and praise time. That's one way of doing it. Being a loyal listener, that tells others about WCNO. These are all wonderful ways of participating.
Right.
So it's not all about giving and giving money to WCNO. It's about glorifying the Lord, making sure that the message of Jesus Christ, our only star, gets out. And that's why we're really here. And we really appreciate all
that's
the loyalty of our listeners and all of the pledges and all of the money. But what's more important than anything else is getting the message of the gospel out whoever has their ears open to be able to hear the wonderful words and the wonderful music of WCNO.
Amen.
That's right.
And so many of our listeners tell us how much they enjoy the programming, but they also enjoy the teaching because it sharpens their witness. You know, that we learn a lot of stuff listening to it. We have some great, as Tom said, world-class teachers and preachers.
Amen. And, so we're going to take a break. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. We'll take a break now and kind of catch up with all our numbers and everything. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This song in progress is already in progress. Holy is the Lord. Diane from Port St. Lucie coming in with that $135. Thank you, Diane. So we have met that matching funds challenge. Thank you.
find the view from the mountains. There's a story to be told. In the crashing of the ocean, there's a power that no man will ever hold. All the stars in the heavens decorate your handiwork. And like a mighty choir, they've come to celebrate your worth. Don't let me miss the glory. Don't let me miss the praise. All creation is singing to the honor of your name. Don't let me miss the wonder. Don't let me miss the grand design. And the light. In the dance of the faithful, you will find the greatness of our God above. In the prayer of the righteous, in the beauty of your grace, in a brand new morning's mercy, all your memories of my sin have been erased. Don't let me miss the glory. Don't let me miss the praise that all creation is singing to the honor of your name. Don't let me miss the wonder.
Don't let me miss the glory. Oh boy. Oh, thank you, Lord. We just had a call from Melanie after we took a break there. Melanie giving a gift of $35. Melanie's from Jensen Beach. And that $35 puts us over.
Thank you, Melanie.
We do. We thank everyone that has called and met the challenge. It's just so awesome. We're just so blessed. Every time that phone rings, it's always someone wanting to give into this station and to the. Really, you're doing it unto the Lord. You know, when you do it unto his children and you give, you're giving it to Jesus. That's what the scripture says. Okay. And if I could get all these guys to stop laughing. thank all of our givers. It's just awesome. Thank you. And Jesus thanks you too. And how many times I do something and the Lord speaks to me and he says, Angie, thank you. You know, he's in the business of thanking his children. It's always appreciated by God and certainly by WCNO also. So thank you all.
We just went over the another $1,000 level. Amen. Amen. Let me update you on the totals. Let's see. I have to move over here a little bit. I can't see with these glasses. Okay, we now have a total amount of $108,635.
Oh, praise
the Lord.
$108,635.
Yes, and we still have $86,365 to raise and a very short time to do that in.
Yes.
We have nobody's good with their brains right now as far as figuring out. It's now 4:16.
We have 1 hour and 44 minutes.
Thank you. 1 hour and 44 minutes. I tell you what, I don't know what to do without Alan.
Or 104
minutes. 104
minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, all yes. Right. So we need, we've still got a long way to go, but we've covered a lot of ground. But today we'd like to, be great to have another 1,000 or so come in for the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And that can come in only if you, well, not only if you call, but predominantly if you call. 888-221-8990 is our toll-free number. Locally at 772-221-1100. If you don't want to, can't reach, it'd be lovely if all the phones were busy, so you'd have to go to our website, wcno.com, click on donate here, and that'll take you to another page where you can donate in the ways you want, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Several ways.
You can either make a pledge, or if you want to one-time gift and you give your financial information, your credit or debit card, or you can schedule monthly payments for the next 6 months, whatever amount you want.
You know, I feel like there's a lot of people out there who are praying for their children or some family member to come to know the Lord or to commit their lives to the Lord. There's a lot of people out there that have unsaved relatives. And I really believe that if you take your money and whatever it is that you purpose in your heart and you call us and give to this radio station, that God will honor that because he did it in the book of Acts with Cornelius. And I think we spoke about this last week. He was a centurion. He was the first Gentile to get saved, to be brought into the kingdom. And it says, God says, your prayers and your alms have come up before me as a memorial before God. And it's like God remembered that this man had been given to God all his life. Yeah, and he was a devout man.
He wasn't even a Jew. And he was given to the Jewish nation.
And God sent Peter over to him and brought salvation to him and his whole family. But it's funny how God said, look, your giving has come up before me. So God will remember your giving. And if you have a specific relative or a friend that you're praying for, call now and put that name. I am doing this for so-and-so that he would come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, because this is a one-shot deal. And when we leave this earth, we go one of two places. And so it's really important that you do that. God will honor that because he did it in the book of Acts. And not only did Cornelius get it, his whole family was saved and baptized that day.
Yeah, you know, we do that all the time. When we give, your giving is your seed money. That seed goes in the ground and produces a harvest. And you need to name your harvest. And we do this all the time. We put, my wife and I'll put hold on to the check or in cash. And we'll lay hands on it and we'll say, Lord, this is our seed. Our harvest is whatever we want. And if you have someone who's a loved one and you want them to get saved, you can say, Lord, my harvest is whoever, my son, daughter, whatever, friend, that they might see salvation and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and that they might be saved. And you put that right in there and you give literally for them.
Yes.
And you watch something happen because you're naming your harvest. It's important that you do that when you give. Give into this radio station here. This is a good ministry.
Good ground.
Some of the people on this radio station are fantastic. I think one of the top ones is Victory Life Ministries that they have. Super duper wisdom pouring out of these people, yeah. Going out into the air, people learning about God.
But honestly, we do recommend that you do that on behalf of a loved one that you're praying for to come into the kingdom.
And watch God work.
You watch God work. You don't have to worry about it. Just watch him work.
Watch him work. Praise God.
Watch him work.
That's Amen. Right.
Don't you love to watch God work?
Yes.
Oh, it's so much fun.
I think the key word is transformation. I know when I became saved and became a completed Jew, I was transformed by learning about the power of not only God as being a Jew, you learn, but the power and the relationship of God's Son and the Holy Spirit, that all comes together. Yes, and it makes you a completed person. And I always say that I think I have a great benefit because of the fact that I did not in any way renounce my Judaism. As a matter of fact, Monday night I was at a Passover Seder. Mm. Being a completed Jew and having Jesus in my heart now and the Holy Spirit in my heart has changed me as a person, that I've done things in my life that are different, that are benefiting me now, that I would never have done without being saved and without getting to know Jesus and having a relationship. And that's really what we're all about here, is spreading the word of Jesus, spreading the gospel.
That's right.
That's why we're asking you to call these numbers, 888-221-8990, locally 772-221-1100, and our website, wcno.com.
Amen.
And you know, after today, which we have a little over an hour and a half left in our day, but after today we only have two more days,
yeah.
Thursday and Friday, to raise where are we right now, Karen?
So far we're at 108,635.
Okay, so we need 80 some thousand dollars left to raise, right?
$87,360.
Oh, praise God.
So, right, thank you, Alan. Wow, again, what a man. A great gift there.
Yes.
And we're depending on you to do that. This is the station really here for you. And we're asking you to respond to this request by stepping out in faith. You know, giving in faith is a powerful thing. And I believe this, because I know God has done this to me numerous times. He's put it on my heart to give, and I couldn't see maybe where that, I didn't have that money at that time. I just didn't have it. But God put it on my heart to give, and he said, you step out, and you promise to do that, however that, whatever that may have been. It may have been to a building fund, or it may have been to pastor's discretionary fund or something, and certainly to see WCNO. And I will provide you with the resources, and then some. And we have people out there now. I know God's speaking to your heart. The Holy Spirit has been tugging on you to provide a gift that only you and God know. I'm not going to tell you what to give, but only you and God know. Now is the time to do that. 888-221-8990 or 772-221-1100. Now is the time to give us a call. We have all these phone lines. We'd like to hear them, see those phones jangling off the hook. I don't have hooks, but you know what I'm saying.
we need our afternoon
and to give us
aerobics.
A call, keep those phone lines humming, and we would love to receive your call.
Amen. And we need the afternoon exercise.
We need the afternoon exercise. Folks, let me tell you something. I wasn't going to mention this, but since we started this, I've lost over 2 pounds. And I seriously, wow, I've lost over 2 pounds, and it's only come from jumping up from my chair here in the control room out into the lobby to my special desk where I answer the phone. And so I would just thank you if you keep that phone ringing, because I'd like to lose another 2 pounds before the end of this prayer and praise.
Yeah. Amen. So we to get to our next $1,000 level, Alan, right now we're at $108,635.
Yes, so we need $365 to go. Right. We need another $365 matching funds challenge.
We do need another $365. Or you can really jump that up, juice it up to $500 maybe, if you'd like to do that. I'd be happy.
Whatever you'd like. Let's listen to some music for a couple of minutes, and we will be back. Light doesn't make a sound.
You don't have to speak with great ability. You don't have to sing or shout or preach or cry. There's no need to make your point with style or eloquence, or to flawlessly debate the how and why. Jesus told us how to spread the good news. The most effective way to break the barriers down is to demonstrate His love to all who see us. Because light doesn't make a sound. No, light doesn't make a sound. In a world that's filled with gloom and sadness, crooked, perverted, and unkind, we must appear to be harmless and blameless, illuminating hope by letting our light shine. The smallest candle drives away the darkness. A tiny spark can cause a raging blaze. A flash can take the shadow from the picture, and the moon reflects the sun in every face. So when you think that you can't be a witness, or find the words to bring someone around, just remember, folks are watching your example, and that light doesn't make a sound. No, light doesn't make a sound. Light doesn't make a sound.
Light doesn't make a sound. What a great song that is. We're back. And currently we are at $108,635 that we've raised so far. We've still got $86,365 to go. We're raising this money, this funds, for the support of WCNO. We are listener-supported station, and we're here solely for the listeners to reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ in music, in preaching, in teaching. And, you know, I had received a call earlier from John, and he, John, who said that he is our steady customer. And he said something that Tom had said yesterday, that the teaching and the preaching that we have here on WCNO, you can't put a price on that.
No.
It's invaluable. Like you're talking about R.C. Sproul and Michael Youssef and any of the teachers on here. You know, you can listen to it twice a day if you want. You can replay it on demand. You know, so you can really hear and understand the teaching and the preaching of God's Word. Even Alan Angie's program, you can go on demand and listen to that anytime you want. All the programs stay in the system.
That's right.
And but our brother John said that he's learned more from CNO, WCNO, than he has from church. And that's not,
praise God,
not to make the church look bad, but
but
you can't get that type of concentrated teaching in church. There may be some that are like that, but you can't get it for an hour on Sunday.
Yeah, and there's all different types of teachers you have throughout the day, and what you can receive from one, you may not want to don't receive from another, and that's okay. And that's the beauty of all the different types of teachers out there, that you just connect with who you can receive from, you know, which is fine. That's why everybody is different in the body of Christ, and God uses all of them, and we're not to judge any of them, because what I could receive from one, I may not be able to receive from another. So it's a broad range out there, and it's just awesome. You can't get away from the Word.
If we were all the same, like it says in Corinthians, you know, it would just be, you know, the eyes can't do everything. You have to have eyes, you need legs, you need ears.
Right.
In all the different parts of the body.
That's exactly
for the body to function properly.
Your giving can free up someone else to be able to minister to someone, because now he has the money he needs to live that he would spend time witnessing, being a witness for Christ. But you know, one of the things I want you to understand out there is that your giving produces for you a reward. And it's very, in fact, the Bible is big on rewards. It talks about rewards all through. And this is God's kind of system of doing things, is to reward you. And I want to read here in 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one of you may receive the things done in the body." Now, the judgment seat of Christ, this word is called the Bema seat. And the Bema seat judgment was when you had an athletic event, someone would judge who won and who didn't win. There is no judgment for your sin if you're in Christ. It's been forgiven.
That's right.
This is only a judgment of rewards. That's it. That's all it is. When you die and go to stand before the Lord, if you're a Christian, they're not going to bring up your sins. They're not going to bring up any of this. It's just, what did you do? How close did you follow the plan that God had laid out for your life? And the closer you do come to that, the greater the reward. Well, you'll be rewarded for your giving.
That's right.
Your giving produces for you an eternal reward in heaven for you. And I want to urge you to give here. What's the phone number?
Phone number is toll-free, 888-221-8990, locally 772-221-1100.
Awesome.
Yes, and your giving will produce a reward, an eternal reward, and a temporary reward
right here
in the here and the now. You'll be rewarded. I've lived this life time and time again.
Yes.
I have a story. I don't know how much time we have, but I have a story about that, that your giving can produce for you like crazy. Many years ago, this is a funny story, really. The Lord spoke to me, and he said, "I want you to give $50,000 to this TV ministry." Now, this is what the Lord told me, okay? I'm just going to tell you this story and what happened afterward. So I just thought I was going to have a heart attack. $50,000 is a lot of money. And it's really a long story, and I won't get into the whole thing. But I agonized all day long over this $50,000. Lord, how can I give $50,000? And I was actually building a house at the time. And I had all the cash I needed to build this house debt-free. And now I would be $50,000 short. So I couldn't, I just couldn't take it anymore. And I said, okay, Lord, here's what I'm going to do. And I wrote out a check for $30,000 and wrote it out, put it in an envelope, went down and mailed it. And you know, Alan, you're big on your math. You guys out there can remember your fractions. So I gave the Lord $30,000 and the Lord told me to give $50,000 and I gave $30,000 and I was driving home and I was all kind of happy about how I was such a great Christian. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, congratulations, Al, you're 3/5 obedient. And I was devastated. I went, oh no, I can't believe this. So I got home and I, you know, when God's tugging at your heart to give, I want to encourage you right now. There's people out there, God's tugging on your heart to give. He's not going to leave you in poverty if you do this.
That's right.
God isn't going to owe you anything. Trust me. You're not going to be able to say to God, well, I gave $100 to CNO and you owe me. It's not going to happen. He'll bring that back to you. The Bible says he pays wonderful interest. So I wrote out a check for $20,000, went back down to the post office and mailed that check. And you know, when I pulled into my house, when I got home, I just felt the relief in me. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, Al, I just want you to know something. You have secured your inheritance. And that's my earthly inheritance and my heavenly inheritance. My place and purpose, my inheritance in heaven was secured in part by my giving.
So that's the reward you're going to receive when you
and
get
you
there.
And you know, after that, ministry exploded for me. Everything broke open. I got the house done. And you know, when you build a house, you just overruns. I was $120,000 over when I got the house done. In 18 months, I had that house paid off.
Yes.
Wow.
God
bless
me.
Praise the Lord.
I see you some more too. Money came in.
We have a pledge here from Adelina from Port St. Lucie. She's giving a one-time donation of $50.
Good. Praise God.
Thank you, Adelina.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. And again, we've got $365 to go to get to the next $1,000 level. So phone lines are open, 888-221-8990. Or here in the local area, 772-221-1100.
Yes.
Give us a call.
Yes. I mean, God wants to prove himself to you today. He really does. It says it in Malachi, and he says, prove me now that I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough for you to receive it. I mean, think about that promise. I think a lot of you have learned these past 2 weeks a few things from scriptures that you might not have known. And one of it is given, it shall be given unto you. And I think a lot of our problems is lack of knowledge. And so we're bringing you all this knowledge. We're bringing you all this truth from God's word. And he says, I want to be proved real and right and true to you. And the only way he can be proved right is if you give to him. So call today.
Yeah. And help out. You know, the Bible talks about crowns, that we'll receive crowns in heaven. And it's a long story, and I don't know that I want to get into the whole thing about the crowns, but basically what it says is this: when you get to heaven, some people will wear a crown and some people will not. And you determine if you're going to wear a crown. You determine it by your obedience in giving. You know, years ago when I was growing in my giving, the Lord spoke to me and he said, Al, this is wide open for you. You can be as rich as you want to be. I will match you no matter what you give. I will bring this back to you in the hundredfold return. It's all up to you. It's wide open, Al. Give and watch me work. And I want to encourage you out there, those people that hear this, to give and watch God work.
Yes. Awesome.
All right, well, guess who's back?
He woke up.
We got him back.
We had to pull him up from the floor.
I'm back. You're in the middle of a matching funds, are you?
No, we were just saying that we have $365 to go.
Okay.
To get to the next $1,000
level. Well, you did have. You had
Adelina. Yes, we already did that.
Giving a gift of $50. You already announced that. Well, we thank you. Want to thank all these people calling and giving today. What a blessing it is. Listen, we have about an hour and 20 minutes remaining today in our time, and we're going to need to kind of stir it up a little bit. You know, we were reading the gift, reading the scripture the other day. It said, stir up that gift of God that is in you. And so maybe you can stir up the gift that's in you today by calling and making a pledge of support. We have today, tomorrow, and Friday. That's it. That's the last little bit of time that we have. And listen to this. We've come a long way. We're at $108,685.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. $86,315 to go to reach our goal. Many of you have been listening throughout the day, and I want to talk to some of you men and women out there. You're listening every day. You've been blessed by the station over the years. Maybe you've even been contributing over the last several months or the last few years. I want to ask you to go to your phone right now and renew that gift. If you have a letter from us and you did not put it in the mail, if you put it in the mail right now, you may not get it back to us in time before the end of this fundraiser. So we're going to have to ask you, even if you have plans of mailing it back, at this point, we're going to need your phone call to call us and let us know that it's on the way so that we can add it to our totals. Now, there's $315 to the next $1,000 level, and I love hearing that doxology. And so, you know, I'm kind of addicted to it a little bit. And so if you'd like to call and give, we want to hear from you right now. A $15 gift would get us started. A $300 gift would get us there. Whatever you can do, give us a call right now. 888-221-8990. And Pastor Al, can I ask you to pray and ask the Lord to just open up the windows of heaven? I believe that we need to just kind of ask the Lord's blessing and push back the darkness and open up the way for us to receive these gifts today. Would you pray?
Praise God. Father, we, first of all, we pray for this radio station, Lord God, and we thank you for this radio station, and we thank you for the people, the faithful people who've been a part of it. And we pray that your blessing pour out on top of everything they've already done and have, that a blessing would pour out on this place that they cannot contain it, and that the goodness of God would rise up in every believer here at the station, and that the joy of the Lord would be strong in their Amen. Lives, and that they would operate in those things. And Lord, I want to pray for those people out there that are in the that can hear my voice. I want to pray for those givers, those people that have been giving unto God. You know, I'm reminded of Luke 6:38, where it says, "Given, it'll be given unto you." Lord, I pray that you would make your scriptures true in their hearts and minds, and that you'd pour out a blessing on these people that have been giving, that they cannot contain it, and showing yourself strong in their lives, that they might go out and say, "Look what the blessing of the Lord has done for me. God is good," and that they would have be a living testimony and a witness to you and your goodness, and that this radio station would reach more people, and that more and more people would tune in, and that they would hear the voice that comes out across this radio station calling for salvation, and all of the teachers on this radio station pouring out God's wisdom into the people. Lord, your blessing pour out on it now in the name of the mighty one who is, was, is, and is to come again.
Amen. 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 Well, friends, we're going to give you this phone number. We're going to get to a little music here. Give us a call today. Maybe you've been listening for a few days and you've been wondering what we're doing. We are raising the financial support for this radio ministry. You go to work every day, and at the end of the week, or every 2 weeks, or however you're paid, you're looking forward to that check so that you can take care of the things that you need to take care of financially. Well, twice a year, we come to you and we ask you for your help financially. We ask you to give, to contribute, to make that gift of 50, 25, 10, 100, 1,000, whatever you can give, to give and to give it in to this ministry so that we can continue doing what we do. Would you go to the phones right now and call?
Yes, and I'm calling on all of you out there. Please do not be 3/5 obedient.
Yes. Gotta totally surrender.
Give what God's calling you in your heart to give. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot of money, but it all makes a difference when it adds up. It might only be $10 or $20 or even $5.
That's right.
And I just don't want you to be like I was, three-fifths obedient, because until the day I became 100% obedient, raised up a white flag and said, Lord, I surrender my will to your will, that was when my life took off and the goodness of God was freely given to me, because now God could work because he had an open vessel. And I want you to open your hearts right now and give as God has called you to give.
Karen, give them those phone numbers, if you will, please.
That toll-free number, 888-221-8990. Or here in the local area, 772-221-1100.
And Alan, we have a website that they can give at?
WCNO.com.
All right. Well, we are just very grateful to each and every one that's calling. We're going to get to some music, and hopefully we'll hear from you. The New Life, our time, 4:45, 1 hour and 15 minutes left today.
Heaven's praise your wonders, Lord. So who am I not to join? With all I am, I sing your praise. For by your grace I have been saved. I've been made a new creation by my God. You take me, Lord, as I am. There are no burdens in my path. Once a broken, wretched man, I'm made righteous by your hands. I've been made a new creation by my God. It's the start of a new life. It's the start. A new life.
It's the start of the new life. When you come to Jesus Christ, your whole life starts all over again. The old man passes away, and behold, all things become new. And you know, as you walk in the new life, Al, you were talking about, you know, even once you get saved, there are things that are new every morning. That's you become aware of new things. You become aware of new revelation. God, you're growing in grace. You're growing in the Spirit. You're growing in knowledge. And one of the things that you were saying, Laura had called in, and she was just kind of reiterating what you had already said. She says how that giving is not in the natural.
It's not.
It's not in the natural. She was talking about her husband and Laura. They were giving, and then they were blessed. They went to the doctor. They needed the money, and they gave it anyway. They went to the doctor. The doctor gave them a coupon, saved them all kind of money on the prescription, said in less than 24 hours of wow. giving that God had turned it around and blessed them. And she wants others to be encouraged to just step up and give today. And, you know, that really, that's what we've been talking about.
You know, praise God. You know, years ago, I don't know, I may have told you this story, but I never had health insurance. I never did that because my faith was in God and I was just going to trust Him. And I'm not putting you down if you have insurance, but I just said, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to believe God. And I fell off a ladder and broke my hip, wound up in the hospital. And long story short, I was in there 8-9 days. And when it was all said and done, I had a $40,000 bill at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't ask anybody. I didn't ask one soul. But somebody went down to the hospital and paid my bill. Hmm. Now, how is that? Because I've been a giver since the day I got saved. I've always given to the Lord's work. And I've been operating the things of the Lord. And when I needed God to come through, we talked about this giving and receiving. I received from the Lord, and that word receive means receipt. And I could actually call out a receipt and say, this is what I did, Lord. Not that I would do this for money, because we're doing this for souls. We're here for Jesus. We love God.
That's right.
It's all about Jesus. But I'll tell you, it's all about Jesus. But you know what? It's for you.
That's
and
right.
That's what it is. And
so, he gave to give life more abundantly.
You know, Tom, you were talking a little earlier about how we grow and grow and grow. And this one I was talking about, the prospered soul. As we walk with the Lord, our soul thinking begins to improve. And all of that, I would say, lust and bad worldly things, fleshly things, begin to diminish and fall off of us as we walk with God and allow Amen. Him to take those things from us. And part of what helps that is your giving, because giving will break off all that jealousy. It breaks off the covetousness. And you know, it's kind of like, well, why am I coveting all of this? Why am I trying to get all of this money when I just gave away $5,000? You know what? This is crazy. It's not necessary. You just focus your life in Jesus, put Him first, hear what He says when He's telling you, and there's somebody out there, He's telling you to give to CNO. And I want to encourage you, God's talking to you right now to give. Amen. And I want to encourage you to give.
Well, those lines are open at 888-221-8990. We're just 7 minutes away from 5 o'clock. We've got an hour and 7 minutes left today. Listen to this, friends. We are $315 away from that next $1,000 level. The phone lines are open. There are plenty of folks here to answer the call. The only thing missing right now is you. And so, Karen, what's that phone line number again?
Yeah, toll free, 888-221-8990.
That's 888-221-8990. And as we listen to this song, we're going to be at those phones ready to take your call. $315. I'm looking for somebody to get up and kick the old devil in the knee. I'm looking for a David. I'm looking for a giant killer. I'm looking for somebody that's willing to give their loaves and fish to the Lord and watch Him multiply it. I'm looking for somebody to call right now. 888-221-8990.
My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Slumber. Behold, he who keeps his right up shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forevermore. You by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord is your keeper. Oh, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul.
Okay, we're still looking for someone to help stir up the fires here. $315 away from $109,000. I need a David with a sling. I need somebody out there that's willing to do whatever they can do to just aggravate the old devil today. Give us a call. Make that pledge. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes to tell you what's going on. 888-221-8990. Toll free from anywhere. Yes, you can call, brother. You can do it.